Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, 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 and welcome to Infinite Vibrations. I am your host, Tashi K.D. Cooper, and tonight our show is entitled Auras, Chakras, Meridians. Oh my. So let me ask you this. What vibe do you think you're giving off? Metaphorically, do you feel tall, illuminated, and/or vibrantly healthy? This is the first of a series of podcasts where we will discuss subtle energy, energy fields, and how humans can manipulate them for their betterment. First, let's just talk about energy in general. According to Wikipedia, in physics, energy is a property of objects which can be transferred or converted into different forms, but it cannot be created or destroyed. So when we look at energy from a human being perspective, based upon the aforementioned definition, food, vitamins, and minerals convert into energy, right? Specifically, carbohydrates in food break down into glucose, which is a type of sugar, that can be used for energy for us as humans to use right away, or we can store it to be used later. So the energy we experience as human beings has its peaks and lows due to the fuel or lack thereof we provide to the body via food, drinks, supplements, and let me add various types of exercises. That's right, I included exercises in that equation. Some people think that exercise may deplete them of energy. And yes, if you are one who doesn't exercise at all, or it's been a minute since you did some exercise, then yes, it may in the beginning feel like you're depleted of energy. But once you get it into your routine, you'll find that not only will you start to feel good physically and energetically, but that you'll continue exercising to keep those good feelings going, right? But no, the energy is always there. It's never destroyed or created, maybe just transferred. Sometimes we may use that energy working on a project at work, or just being productive, doing a task that we need to do that are outlined in our job description. And for some of us in this day and age, sometimes a little bit more. We use energy to analyze situations at work or at home. For those artists, you may be using that energy to create a new masterpiece. Or you could be exerting physical energy via exercise or out dancing, having fun, somewhere laughing. But that energy is always there. It's never destroyed, never created, just maybe transferred, right? So according to Albert Einstein, energy is measurable, okay? He defined energy as E is equal to mc squared, where E is equal to energy, which is measured in joules, and M is equal to mass, the mass of the substance, which is measured in kilograms. C being the speed of light, which is meters per second. So when you have kilograms and meters per second, you'll get joules. That's where you get that from. So the thing is, in order to calculate energy via Einstein's formula, we need a substance that has a measurable mass. And sometimes that substance isn't always available. For instance, we can negatively self-talk ourselves into a slump where we feel like our energy to do anything is nowhere to be found, right? Like, I'm like, oh, my God, I can't do this. This will never happen for me. Everything I try just ends in disaster. And we can just talk our way down to the point where we start feeling heavy and just not feeling well, right? Or we can feed ourselves with positive, uplifted thoughts that fuel us in such a way that we feel that we can meet any goal we set for ourselves and meet it in such a triumphant way that people want us to try to help them obtain their goals as well. And so this substance that I'm speaking of in terms of calculating where all that energy is coming from would be thoughts. And yes, people have asked, myself included, if you can place a measurement on a thought. Pretty difficult to prove such a thing, although there are some folks who have tried, and please, I have looked for it. I've heard that there's a measurement for a good thought versus a negative thought, or a positive thought versus a negative thought. And if you know what that measurement is, please contact me. I am going to give my information at the end because I'd love to include it in my next podcast, okay? But this concept of not having a measurement, not for a substance, where a substance doesn't have mass, this brings me to an energy we refer to as subtle energy. And that subtle energy is energy that is hard to measure because, one, it lacks the component of a mass, of having a mass, and two, it doesn't register on devices that measure electromagnetic fields, right? It's so minute. You can't describe it. It's that energy that is hard to define, as it actually governs life, providing instructions to our body's cells and the body's systems. This subtle energy, it's animation as well as the thought before animation occurs. It also makes up the structure within inanimate objects, thus providing energy emanating from these inanimate objects. In metaphysical circles, subtle energy is given many names. To name some of the names, we call it chi, spelled C-H-I, chi. Ki can be spelled K-I or Q-I. Prana, God, life force energy, the force, universal energy, orgone or org energy. That's what we name the subtle energy, okay? Now, this energy, the subtle energy, shows up in human energy fields. Human energy fields being a collection of radiations of light that surround, permeate through, and travel within the human body. So the subtle energy, it shows up in these human energy fields, right? And if it's surrounding the human body, the field, we refer to it as an aura. It's permeating through it, then we may look at it as a chakra or subo. If it is traveling within the human body along different pathways, that's when we look at meridians or nadis or the reflex zones. The zones in reflexology is what I'm saying. So to name them again, these fields of energy are auras, meridians, nadis, reflexology zones, and chakras. So whether you can see it or not, this energy is not only within us, but some may say that it's actually the blueprint or matrix that makes us who we are as individuals. Deep, right? So as an energy practitioner, I work directly with the energy field I mentioned earlier. Along with the next, maybe two or three, we'll talk about these energy fields as they relate to humans and hopefully provide insight as to how you can positively affect them, thus enhancing your physical and energetic health as a whole. With that, I'm sure that many of you have walked into a room or building and felt that the vibe just wasn't quite right. Things didn't feel, you know, you probably either stayed and felt a little uncomfortable throughout the duration while you were there, and then once you left, you're probably like, I don't want to go back there again. Or you probably made an about face once you entered and said, you know what, let me get out of here. This is not for me. Or before even touching the doorknob, you said, I'm not even going to attempt to go in. And a lot of what you were feeling or sensing was probably the vibrations emanating from the person or people that was in the room or building at the time, or some people that have left, because sometimes a person's energy is so strong that they might have left the room or building, but you are still feeling their energy. And in another show, we'll talk about clearing energy. It's so important for energy workers, massage therapists, chiropractors, doctors, barbers, hairstylists, estheticians, nail techs, people who are dealing with people, and just people in general, everyday people. If you're interacting with people, I think everyone will benefit from learning how to clear energy, because ideally you'd want to come into a neutral, clear, loving space or positively charged space. And sometimes, let's keep it real, we have to clear our own energy. Sometimes we can get so down that our home may need to get cleared and uplifted as well. So sometimes it's not clearing others' energies, but clearing our own. But we'll discuss that in another show. So getting back to my example, let's just go ahead and look at auras, okay? Because if that person was vibrating at a low level and you were sensing that, or you were sensing energies, a collection of energies that were vibrating at a low level, it was probably your aura sensing their auras, okay? So an aura is an electromagnetic field of seven layers that surrounds the human physical body and other bodies in nature. In regards to human beings, it is a transmitter of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual energies within ourselves to our immediate and intermediate surroundings, as well as the universe as a whole. So one, notice I said that auras surround humans and other bodies of nature. You're one who has that gift of seeing energy fields. You'll probably see these beautiful rainbows surrounding or emanating from rocks, crystals, trees, plants, flowers, animals, and of course human beings. And this is all because these things are made up of subtle energy, right? And so me personally, I can see one layer of the aura if I focus. But I can mostly feel the energy. But there are people, I know some folks who can actually see. They see the energy flowing through the meridians. They see the energy going in a clockwise or counterclockwise direction in within the chakras, and they definitely see the auras and the different colors that make up the aura. So you can also see that, like I said, in inanimate objects of nature, but even just like a desk lamp you may could see an aura coming from that as well, because what is giving it its structure but subtle energy, okay? So I just wanted to talk about that just a little bit in regards to, it's not just, the subtle energy isn't just around human beings, but around other things as well. Now, I also said that auras transmit energy, hence why you might have found that you didn't get a good vibe in that room we mentioned earlier, because of the energy that was transmitted to you or from you. Or let's say you just met a friend of a friend, but there's something, I don't know, there's something about this person. You can't quite put your finger on it. Something just doesn't sit right with you, right? Now, one, let's be honest, because sometimes it's hard for us to reflect upon self. It could be you, right? You could be so self-absorbed that if everyone doesn't recognize the greatness of all that you are, then something's probably wrong with them, or something's off with them, right? Or it could be something within their aura communicating to your aura, telling you to run and don't look back, right? So here are some things to know in regards to auras that I just want to cover before we move on to any other of the human energy fields. One, if you're not one that can see auras, you can totally train yourself to do so. And there are lots of people who want to teach you and teach you this for free. All you need to do is go to any major search engine and put in how to see auras, and you'll see just how many people want to teach you how to do that. So it's definitely doable. Some people think that only certain people have certain gifts, but we all have the capabilities of doing it. It's just up to you whether or not you want to develop that, right? Okay, two, your aura can shrink and grow based upon your mood or state of health. Okay? So let's say you have a friend, you always call it, friend is always complaining about something, or things just never work out, or, I mean, you've learned not to share a goal with them because they'll just put a pin in it for you, you know, just suck the life out of the happiness or the excitement that you have in achieving this goal. They're just pessimistic and they thrive on pessimism, right? Or you have a friend that you call and they're always sick. Something's always wrong. Like, what? Hey, how you doing? Oh, I got a cold. Or, oh, my hip hurt. Oh, I just came from the doctor and I don't know, I may have cancer. I mean, you know, they always have something going on with them. Well, their aura may not be as big as a person who thinks highly of themselves, or who is in a more healthy disposition, because I think, and this is just my opinion, people that are sick all the time, they're really just looking for that attention. I mean, because I feel that we have the capabilities of healing ourselves, even if it's just to just do what the doctor says or do what your holistic practitioner tells you. Eat right. A lot of people just choose not to eat right. A lot of people choose not to exercise, and they want, and then they complain about being ill. So we can change that, right? I don't know. So the aura can shrink and or grow. So if you're someone who thinks positive, you say yes to life, you encourage yourself, you're self-motivated, you encourage others, You have a healthy attitude, and your body, your physical self is healthy as well, then your aura will be, it'll grow bigger, right? And then what happens is you attract like auras to you. Whether the aura is small or big, we attract like auras to ourselves. Interesting, right? Now, the aura, just to recap, the aura will be big when you're happy and healthy and small when you're depressed or sickly, okay? Now, the colors of one's auras can be brilliant, dull, and muted based upon the mood and health as well. So just like your thoughts and your state of healthiness, whether it's small or big, the colors will tell on you as well. So either people that can see or feel, because sometimes you just feel good, you know, about around certain people. You know, you like going around certain people because it's something about them. Just like it was something about that one person, you didn't know what it was, couldn't put your finger on it, but something just didn't sit quite right with you. Then there's other people where you just love being around them, like they're energy is infectious, like you're drawn to them, right? And so even if you can't see the aura, it's you feel it, and usually the colors are brilliant and colorful. It's a colorful aura. If something is going on with the person, you may not be able, like if they're not in balance. And in this day and age, you know, I don't know if everyone's in balance in every aspect of their life. You may see certain colors in the aura, depending upon what's going on. And then those colors that you see, if the situation within them isn't positive, it's not positive, then the colors may be muted or you really can't tell what you really see. It could be cloudy. And vice versa, they can be very strong or pale looking. And we'll go more into that as we talk about the chakras. But I just wanted to let you know that the colors are affected by the mood, the attitude, and our health as well. Okay? Now, auras in big cities are typically smaller than those near water and more rural areas. Interesting, right? So it's not a bad thing if it's a smaller aura, because it can be a healthy aura, just smaller. And the reason why it's smaller, because you have all these buildings and concrete and plants, manufacturing plants, and just a lot of stuff going on. And so it's interrupting that subtle energy. And so the aura shrinks. So like in a city like Manhattan, like New York, or let's say Chicago, the aura is not as big as opposed to if you went to a more rural area in New York or Illinois, you know, where there's more greenery, more water, in a mountainous area. And so, like I said, you can have a healthy aura in a big city. It's just, it'll just look smaller. So it'll just look smaller. And now I want to kind of talk about chakras, but not in a huge way, but just in the sense that you know that chakras generate the aura. Okay? Chakras generate our auras. If you look at the analogy as organs to the human body are like chakras are to the aura. So if one of our organs, like if our heart or lungs or intestines, if one of those are weakened in any kind of way, then the body is weakened. Something's wrong. We have a pathology. It could be a crisis, right? Well, that's the same way with the aura and the chakras. If a chakra is weakened, then that aura will not generate as brilliantly, is what I'm trying to say. And so all of this is connected, and I do look forward to sharing how all of this is connected once we go through all of the human energy fields that I choose to go through, that I work with directly, which will be, as a recap, the aura, chakras, meridian, reflexology points, and reflexology zone. Okay? So I'm going to go ahead and stop talking about the subtle energy in this podcast. As usual, I always like to talk about my business. I have a mobile spa in the Atlanta area, and we offer, in general, massages for individuals, couples, and groups, whether it can be a corporate event, corporate chair massage, a wellness event, or spa parties. So we offer individual Swedish massages, deep tissue, prenatal, aromatherapy massages, like I said, chair massages. For couples, we could either send two individuals to your home, so that you can receive massages simultaneously, or we can send one individual to your home where they can teach both of you how to massage one another. And spa parties, we offer, you have the option of 15-minute, 20-minute, or 30-minute chair massages or table massages. You can receive hand treatments, foot treatments, or a combination of the two. Offer what we call a self-facial station. And what this is, we teach you how to use ingredients from your pantry and or refrigerator that cleanses, exfoliates, hydrates, and just add vitality to the skin. It's a fun exercise. It's called a self-facial station because it's a group activity that you will mix all the ingredients together on your own, and we show you how to apply it. We supply all of the supplies and all of the ingredients, and it's a very fun activity to do with everyone. It's targeted towards normal skin type. We don't consult on the skin, so it's really just for fun and to know the different ingredients that can add vitality to the skin. We also offer Reiki to clients. Either we can come to the home or office to provide the Reiki session, or we can do the session from a distance. You can be at your home, and we can be at ours. We'll go into more detail of how Reiki works in another show. But if you have any questions about any of the services that I mentioned, feel free to look us up online at www.infinitehealingllc.com. Again, that's www.infinitehealingllc.com or mobilespaatl.com. mobilespaatl.com. Or feel free to give us a call at 404-425-4840. Again, that's 404-425-4840. It's a pleasure speaking with you all this evening. I look forward to our next show, and thanks for tuning in. Take care.